Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're back. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Oh, back again. That was kind of, let me turn this off, kind of unexpected there. Make sure my mic is on. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's see. Oops. Oh, looks like Brother Josh there was trying to, coming in at 10, all right. Brother Josh was trying to PM me there and accidentally I shut it off. Excuse me, Brother Josh. Praise y'all. Let's see. Good message today. Kind of recap again. Something about the way of truth being evilly spoken of, and a lot of people really, 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 deep down, you really look, you know, their strivings and their hopes and everything. You see, a lot of people, they fight against truth. Like I said, you know, we the saints of the Most High, yeah, we're coming into the knowledge of how temporal this world is, how temporal things are. We see that moth eats, rust corrupts. There's things that get stolen. There's things in this world, you know, you really look at it, you know, from, you know, the way it is, it doesn't remain. It's temporal. Here for a short time, then it's gone. Now, you know, I think, you know, back in my youth, in the days when I was young, when I was young, I desired to be old. And it's an amazing thing when we get old, we desire to be young again. But, well, you know, the days of our youth, you know, it seemed like the time signature and the way time presented itself and the way time fulfilled itself, it's a lot different now as we get older in years. And we, you know, even looking at this, you know, it is a testimony to us, you know, the realms of vanity, even in this. And all I can say is just, wow. Wow, you know, a pastor here today, you know, trying to bring forth the truth, you know, that's fighting against these spirits of error, got these bodies out here, these religious organizations, these people, you know, that stand up for this certain type of people is Israel only because of the color of their skin, and then, you know, and then the externals, you know, they judge outwardly and say, you know, you are Esau, and this is of Esau, and that's of Esau. You know, many of us, you know, if we was looking at that, you know, from its very onset, how far can you travel? I mean, look at the boundaries that these people create within themselves and that they don't see. They have eyes, but they don't see, ears that they don't hear. You know, they create boundaries with these doctrines, with its religious practices. And the Most High Yah's people are not bound. That's why, you know, the pastor brought forth, again, you know, the evidence of the sons of Yah who have his spirit within them. And, you know, in this spirit within us, you know, it opens many doors of liberty to us in the spirit. You know, many ways if we, you know, exercise maturity. But, you know, the power of this liberty, this power of not being bound by this world, this power of the Most High God that gives us, you know, to raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, heal the sick, cast out devils. You see, you know, in a unique way, how the Most High God in us will use us to transcend and go beyond and shatter boundaries with one another if we pray for one another that we may be healed. I mean, you really look at this. The people of Yah, we are constantly told in the Word that we are not temporal. That now, you know, with the Holy Ghost on the inside abiding, now we pretty much need to think only in an eternal state. That, you know, we have tasted how good the Most High is. We see how He tasted death for, you know, the thing that was binding us, the thing that housed us, the thing that shackled us, the thing that had us in captivity. He broke the chains off. He set the captives free. He put our feet in open places. And here we are in our earth suits, and we see that these earth suits are in a boundary of time, but we in ourselves have witnessed that our true being is not bound by time. Then when we, you know, the time comes, when we're ready to be offered up with the Most High God, you know, when we have the testimony, we fought a good fight. We fought against, you know, everything that this world is trying to bind us with and captivate us with. But you know, Alex Jones, in a unique way, he did have a term called this prison planet, which it is. This planet is a prison under the domain and over the rulership of the Hasatan, which, you know, Adam, the first Adam, gave over to him when liberty was at Adam's feet. Adam's feet walked in liberty. We see that he was not bound. We see that he was not encased in time. Not like we are. But you see, when he hearkened to the voice of the woman, when the serpent, you know, exercised the woman and excited her to taste things of the temporal, as she bit and partook of it, and then when she partook of it, then they saw that they both were naked. Then they were able, all of a sudden, see their external nakedness. And that's all they could see at the time. Their eyes were open. What was it? What was it open to? What boundaries came up? What boundaries came down? Think about it, saints. Think. 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 Because we the people of Yah, we know we should not be bound in any form. No shape, manner, form of anything in any way. I read that our feet are set in open places. You know, when we love one another and we edify one another, when we build each other up in love, don't you see that this shatters a lot of boundaries? You know, even Yeshua talked about binding and loosing. Whatever sins you remit, they are remitted. But we see a lot of saints want to retain sins of others, retain sins of themselves, sins that have been already under the blood. It shackles relationships, it shackles healing, it shackles, it binds. And, you know, I'm looking at binding in a captive form, a binding bound form where, you know, where you take someone, you tie their feet, you tie their hands, you gag their mouth, where movement is restricted, every expression is restricted. But you look on, you know, the beautiful side of it. If we remit sins in the spirit of meekness, considering another as ourselves, just think what things be loosed unto us. Like again, you know, it's been brought forth, you know, because we've all experienced this in the body. Had some come in, tried to bind others with diverse doctrines, with diverse teachings, with discord, with backbiting, with tailbearing. And these people going off, they think they're doing y'all service. You know, how can I put this in words, saints? You know, Most High God is teaching us in very profound ways. If we just take the time to let our eyes be open, to look around us. Yeah, this flood come through, and it took some people with it. And I see there's little facets of it still trying to nip. Little fox is still trying to nip at the body of Christ. And those of us that are have our feet in open places, let's not seek to be bound. You know, in many ways we have been loosed. Many ways when we live in this world, think of ourselves as strangers and pilgrims, and we're just passing through. These are good things to think on. These are things, you know, that brings the mind to peace, you know. When we're in worry, when we're in doubt, when we're in frustration, when we're in aggravation, we see these things. We have a witness within ourselves how these chains come upon us and restrict us. But in turn, we see when, you know, our heart's indicted in a good matter, when, you know, we're open and free to praise and worship the Most High God. We magnify Him, and the blessings come down. We feel His presence. We feel the liberty. We feel the open places. We feel, and sometimes it's past my words explaining. And, you know, this is the things we should be looking for. This is the things we'd be striving for. We see in us, there's always that contrary man working in us, trying to always pull us down to root us in this temporal realm. And we got to fight this booger daily. When we wake up, when we go to sleep, every breath, there's always some kind of temporal thought, temporal way, temporal image, trying to bind us, trying to distract us, trying to divert our attention. Now you hear pastor say there's things vying for our attention. You know, we really look at this thing, what's really going on, you know. Like I said, time passed. Here we are on the marketplace. Seems like we're in a marketplace daily. Are we going to stand by idol, or are we going to have our hands in the work of Yah? Because I see a lot of saints, you know, even in, you know, in this walk, even in idleness, being drug away, being taken away. But here we are. Are we going to be sold under sin? Or are we going to walk as the purchased possession? You know, I'm trying to, you know, to help the Most High out of the things that's helped me through the years, things that, like Brother Paul put on them. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. These things will set our feet in open places. This will open our mind up to allow the Most High God to pour Himself into. And He wants to be in us. We've got to magnify Him daily. And when we magnify Him, we feel the magnification of Him in us. And it's a beautiful thing. It's this realm of humility that needs to be a strength in Israel. We are still learning to be knit together in love. We got to transcend the boundaries of this life. We got to transcend the affections of this life. As we know, seed is sown in stony, thorny, good places. We see that, you know, wherever the seed is sown, the cares of life sometimes take away the precious little tender plant that is even building and beginning in us. Even though we are temporally in the flesh, we've got to get spiritually minded. This is the only thing that's going to get us through the times coming. So you really know, even in Matthew, what shall be the end of time and the sign of thy coming? And you know, you hear the words, men's hearts fell in them. Why? Because they see the things that are coming. You see that captivity? Saints, do you see that captivity? And taking a look at captivity in so many facets. You know, and if we exercise our thoughts, and if we exercise openness in Yah, you know, He'll show us great things. But we've got to break out of our little cocoons, our little own ways of thinking. Because we got the testimony that, you know, when the righteous men die, we see our ancestors, it's our brothers and our sisters did what was right in their own eyes. Notice that. They saw something before their own eyes. They put something before their own eyes before the precepts and the statutes and the laws of Yah. And I'm still flabbergasted, you know, to this day that our people, you know, walked in openness. Yah would be, you know, He'd be their all in all. He would increase their land, their yield, their crops, their livestock, and everything. He said He would. And He did. But the people's hearts were still sold. They went to the marketplace and sold themselves to Chemosh and Ashtaroth and all these other crazy gods of the land. They sold themselves to a temporal plane. They wanted a king like all the other kings. Do you see this facet that the Most High is trying to show us? Where are our eyes at? Where is our heart at? Where is our treasure at? If our heart is in heaven and our treasure is in heaven, then where will our sights be? And I'm not talking about, you know, our temporal sight, but we have treasures in heaven. And we have a prize waiting for us called Yeshua. Then our eyes are fixed on that. Everything around us, you know, this temporal world can, you know, put its hooks in us. When we are driven to drive home, our home with Yeshua. But we see many things trying to drive us off the path, trying to drive us into ditches, trying to shipwreck our faith. Trying to, you know, reach up its filthy claws and drag us back down in the filthy mire where we come from. And many of us have, at this state in time, have looked back and said, no, I don't want to go back there. I see the boundary. I see the prison. I see, you know, how much I was a prisoner to that. Look at that testimony. Look. I mean, consider. Consider the things that the Most High has allowed your eyes to see and your ears to hear. Why? Why has He brought you to this understanding in life? Why is He bringing you to understanding down the road? Why is He revealing Himself to you in this manner? Consider. think. People of God are thinking people. And I see, you know, the people out there are lost, the walking dead, the zombies. You know, their mind has been given over to a high Satan, you know, and he can mold it wherever he likes. But we here we are, the vessels of the Most High in the potter's hands. And it is a good thing. It is a good thing. And when we've entered into this grace, entered into this relationship, and now where we can learn of the Most High and partake of his ways and sit down and sup with Yeshua, and we start taste of this eternal food that has been laid out as a smorgasbord for us. You know, many times, you know, I see a lot of saints come into, you know, the faith, and they forget, you know, the first precept that Yeshua told us. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of Yah. You know, a lot of us, you know, a lot of saints I've seen, you know, are desiring to get all this knowledge, all this knowledge, all this, heap all of these books, and heap all of this, and heap all of that, while not taking the first step, laying the foundation sure, seeking first the kingdom of Yah. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of Yah, then all these things shall be added unto you. You mean there is a pattern? There is a plan? There is a way? Yes. And when we're in his way, when we're in his will, the joy of Yahweh is our strength. And he has no greater joy. He testified to us. He has no greater joy than to hear that his children walk in truth. And he's given us his truth. You know, and truth, you know, enters in the ear, but the truth, you know, really don't solidify itself. It don't eternally reckon itself in our being till we actually walk in it. Till we actually put it to use. Till we actually see that word become flesh in our being. We don't know Yeshua after the flesh no more, but we know him after the Spirit. And how we know him after the Spirit, we just look at the things that are happening in us when the Word comes forth, when we walk in the Word, when we perform his Word. Yes, step out on faith. Step out in faith. Who? Do we have hope? We see many are sorrowing in this hour. Why? Because they have no hope, but we have hope. Hope is the anchor of our soul. And then Christ in you is also the hope of glory. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You don't see no boundaries there, do you? You don't see no captivity there. You don't see nothing shackling there. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And where our heart is, just like in healing, I just come to my mind, healing. When we're praying for someone for healing, let's say that they, you know, have a shorter leg, or they have some kind of, you know, limb that's gnarled, or something, you know, going on that's abnormal. When we're praying in our, you know, deep within our spirit of our mind, are we seeing the actual leg being lengthened? The actual gnarled limb being straightened? I mean, do we have hope? Does the love within us hope to see this come to pass as we're praying? As we're laying hands. As we see the brother or sister that we're praying for in this boundary state, we see that through time and happenstance, through sin of some form, you know, we remit the sin. The sin shall be remitted. And we loose that person. You know, this thing of healing, it is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. Just think, you know, on the flip side, when we was in the world, when we had our mindset on obtaining a car or obtaining this or obtaining that or getting to this goal and everything. You know, we put our energies into that with all our mind, with all our fervor. And then we obtain those things. Now, on the flip side, that same energy, use it in Yah. Use it in Yah. Because he does tell us in, with our feet in open places to think of others better than yourselves. To seek the edifying of others more than yourself. Because you know there's a unique trade-off in this liberty. There's a unique gift in this openness, you know, when we seek, you know, the edifying of others, seek the building of others, that once it's performed, then it has a return to us. A great reward, you know, in the spirit. I mean, it's a great strength. It's a great building up. It's a great, you know, adding to our spiritual wellness. And we got to, you know, set our mind in this focus, set our mind in this path, set our feet on this course, which the Most High has telling us is more than mere words. You remember, the Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. And how are we going to know of the body of Christ? How are we going to know the Word unless the Word manifests itself in us? How can we, you know, sup with it and sleep with it and sorrow with it and joy with it if we don't partake of it and immerse ourselves into it? We are a people that's not bound now. We can enter into this grace. We can enter into the holiest of all by the blood of Jesus. Just look at this openness. Look at this liberty. And we know that, you know, there's going to be some out there that's going to try to strip it from us. Will we keep our mind on the prize? Keep our mind on the course. Not distracted to the left. Not distracted to the right. Even though there are many things that are really striving to put the chains and the handcuffs and the shackles and the ball and chains back on us. We have our minds set up. No, we shake them off. And because we've shaken off and we have been through and we have overcome and we see a brother and sister in that state that we were once in, then the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. We let our strength, our virtue go out of us so that that person that is bound may receive of that same virtue. You didn't know Christ, you know, he looked upon them. The people that he was praying for, the people that he was healing with compassion. And that's what we got to do in this open walk. That's what we got to do in this liberty. Now we're no longer captive of the Hasatan, but now we are prisoners of Jesus Christ. And this is this right here. I say, and as I like this captivity, being captivated by the word of Yah, by the love of Yah, by the fellowship of the saints, by having a family, being captivated by love, being captivated by joyfulness, being captivated by everything that's beautiful of the Most High Yah. Joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. These things are good. These things are a tree of life. And if you notice, we stay and we eat off this tree, we'll live. We'll live. We'll live. And if we go to our dying, our temporal breath leaves this body, that everything that we have consumed of the tree of life will go on with us into eternity. This thing will mesh with our being. It will mesh with our spirit, and we'll take it into eternity, and we'll give a testimony of those things done in the body while we're yet here on this temporal plane. Seek ye first the kingdom of Yah, and all these things shall be added unto you. Again, you know, we was thinking on this, saints, me and pastor and the elders were sitting at the table, and pastor had to bring up, you know, we're going to look at time now. And look what the Most High God said, you know, except those days should be shortened. And how many of us in this chat room can really look at time now and look, you know, at our lives, you know, look at, you know, the boundaries of time from, you know, a former understanding. Now, you know, the time that we're here in the walk of Yeshua, how the days are short, how time has sped itself up. Even though, you know, a second might go by, but still, time is accelerating. Time is accelerating. And you know, the Most High God has given his people understanding to see this. Matthew 24:22 says, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So this shortening of time, rapidly aging, I guess, I don't know, or the closing of the scroll, or the end of all things, is as we get closer to it, we are steadily gaining momentum to the time of the end of all things. That is a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. Because we, the people of Most High, we're not bound. We know that these things are coming upon the earth. I mean, you know, and the Most High God has given this knowledge and this understanding to us that when the time comes, we're not going to be bound by fear. We're not going to be in that captivity of fear where our hearts will fail us. No, I think the saints of the Most High God, when they see these things coming upon the face of the earth, there might be anguish, there might be turmoil, but deep down within our beings, we'll be joyful as we'll be counting down the days. We'll be counting down the time. We'll be knowing that the returning of our Savior groweth nigh. And all that time that we served him in this temporal body that we didn't hold down the groanings and the travailing. And that's what the people, I need to quit doing. Holding down the groanings and travailings in us. Holding down the praise and the worship in us. We got to understand we are a free people. We're free to worship him. We're free to give him praise, honor, and glory. We're not held down by anything in this world. We're going to give him praise, honor, and glory. We're going to pursue the kingdom of Yah with violence. And when the violent are going to take it by force, we're going to be violent in love. We're going to be violent in long-suffering. We're going to be violent in peace. And we're going to wait his coming. And we're going to patiently wait for his coming. We hope that we are part of the faith. When the Most High Yah comes, will he find faith? Will he find hope? Those hoping for his manifestation. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And stay elected. Stay elected. You have elected into this purpose. Stay in the fight. It's a good fight. It's a good race, if I could use the word. Race after that we're steadily getting closer to our Savior. We're running this race with patience, though. We sought first the kingdom of Yah. And because we sought first the kingdom of Yah, and as we sought the kingdom of Yah, then understanding of the Sabbath was open. Many understandings. We walked through many doors. But, you know, it's almost when we walk through these doors, you know, in a unique way, you know, we was walking with Yeshua through the place that he is building. The New Jerusalem is going to have to, it's going to be a very, very, very beautiful place. And Yeshua has prepared this for those that love him. For those that can break free of the chains in the existence of this life? Yes. And let's look at a facet of humility, saints. In Psalm 103:14. Because, you know, Yeshua, Yah, he knoweth our frame. He knows our very being. I mean, our very body that we're in now. He remembereth that we are dust. He created Adam out of the dust of the ground. He knows how frail we are. And it is an awesome thing that the Creator of all things would come down here and veil himself and robe himself in the same flesh that each one of us have. But he had a testimony, even though he was in this temporal flesh, he did not sin in it. He did not let the boundaries of the flesh constrain him. He healed the sick. He went all about doing that which was good. Healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead. And he says, and these things shall we do? And then greater works than these shall we do? How are we going to do them? We really got to get our motives and our volitions pointed upward instead of horizontal. We've got to get vertical with our praise. Get vertical with our worship. Because we got a high Satan that wants to ascend up to the sides of the... He wants to go up and be like the Most High. We got to get higher than him. We got to knock that booger down. He shall bruise our head, but we're going to crush his head. And probably in crushing his head, that's probably what's going to be causing the bruising of the heel. Unique way of looking at it. We got to understand all things are put under us. We got to look at being the co-inheritors with Yeshua. And also, you know, knowing that the state we are in now, that we are in the Most High Yah's joy, that we are in his purpose, that we are in his pleasure. You know, if you're continually fighting, I tell brothers all the time, you know, just think when you was in captivity to sin. You know, here you are now in Yeshua, and you see this battle going on. You're fighting this. You're fighting lust. You're fighting temptations. You're fighting anger. You're fighting bitterness. Now, you know, look on the side when you was out in the world, when you had no knowledge of Yah. Were these things pursuing you? And every answer I get is said, no. No. Minds were not enlightened. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. And now you've been made alive unto Yah. And now you think it's so strange concerning this fiery trial, which is to try as it's there. And we, the people of Yah, we are bent on so much negative. And when we get in these trials, when we get in these tribulations, we think it's for our detriment than rather for our building up and our sanctification and our edifying. Most High Yah is not going to do wrong with his purchased possession. We are not slaves. We have a slave mentality. We've been living, a lot of us have been living so long under the reign of the Hasatan that we find it hard to break out of the slave mentality of the Hasatan. We got to change our mind. We got to be regenerated by the word. Get your face in the book and get your face off of Facebook. If you find yourself troubled by things being said on Facebook, this being said, well, that brother did this and that brother did that and he did this and he did that. Temporal snares, temporal hooks, things to shipwreck you. Things that do not edify. Things that are just tearing down. Bringing discord in the body. I turn from it. Rebuke it. Do not get in that boundary. Do not get in that captivity. As many you see in every captivity. Most High Yahweh raised up Nebuchadnezzar and raised up these pagan people to carry his people away. And now we see now that, you know, it's done transcended into a different form. He might send hatred. Or bitterness is sent to take you away. These captors. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 6. You know, saints, even as I'm speaking now, you know, I know it's been propelled by love because I have a care for my family. You know, I'm holding back tears because I've seen a lot of casualties. And Most High God has extended his hand to a lot of beautiful people, but I've seen a lot of beautiful people being taken away and just slaughtered. And, and it's not a physical slaughter, but there is a great spiritual slaughtering going on. There is a captivities on every point. And, reason why we're looking at, the captivities, we're reading captivities and teachings being brought from us from the scriptures, it's showing us, what was going on during that worldly sanctuary time. That boundary, Most High I had that boundary to that point, and it could not pass that boundary. But, when we seen Yeshua died upon the tree, a lot of the boundaries were shattered and ripped and torn in twain. And I don't want to go into that. That's even a subject of its own self. But in Isaiah 40, verse 6, let me get back on cue because a lot to say, saints. A lot to be shared here. We need to share with one another. I was very elated. Brother Steve gave me, a good testimony that they had good fellowship last night. Even though there were few of them. And even in the few, there was, a huge, enormous, an exchange of love, an exchange of peace probably, an exchange of joy. That everyone, when they closed out, they felt whole when they left from it. And isn't that a beautiful feeling? Isn't that a great feeling? Then, when saints come together and they share Yeshua and they share of his love, then when they depart, they take this strength and they take this wholeness with them. And then they bottle up and they hide it. No, hide it, but I'm using hide it as they guard it. So that when the time comes, they have something in their bag to give out. There might be a brother or sister that might need a little drink of that water. He might be thirsty. And you've got this bottle of water, a full bottle of water to give him to drink. It's a beautiful thing going on in the spirit when we take time to get past time. To get past the boundaries of time and really just sit back and take a look at what's really going on. Let the things of this world just fall away every once in a while. When you're in prayer, just, sometimes when you are talking with the Most High Yah, shut up and listen. Listen back to it. Meditate. Even in prayer, set a time aside for meditation. When you've been reading the Word and then all of a sudden Most High Yah excites your eyes and your understanding to something for that present time. And he'll shatter the boundaries of that scripture. Whereas before it was locked up to you, but now it's opened unto you. And now he has given you grace to go and ponder on these things, to meditate on these things. And you go knock, and he's knocking on the door, and y'all going supping together, and y'all have an exchange, and all of a sudden you come away from that fellowship with Yeshua full, and with more understanding, with more strength, with more joy and more happiness. And you're like, wow, I love this. I love this. Then it wells up in you. I got to go strengthen my brother. My brother has a need. My sister has a need. You know, I've received this from the Most High. Now I want to extend it. I want this virtue to come out of me and to go into them. That when, you know, when I see them healed, then when I see them, you know, breaking out of the shackles of error, when I see their joy on their face, when I see their liberty, all of a sudden it strengthens even more in me. And this great exchange is going on in the body of Christ. And you can see the hospital going, he's raging, because, you know, he's fearing. He's fearing that even in this act with the sons of Yah, the people of Yah, and then they're loving one another, that the sons of Yah are getting closer and closer and closer to manifestations. Isaiah 40, verse 6. Let me get back to the word. I didn't lost track of time myself. God says I was talking here. Ah, praise y'all. We got 43 minutes left. Isaiah 40 verse 6, and the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? It says, all flesh is grass, and the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. You know, like one of our brothers said, you know, flesh profiteth nothing. Why are we, the people of Yah, so bound by this flesh? Seek ye not to be loosed from this flesh? I do daily. I mean, it's the many things that drive me to my knees and drive me to the one that can only where my help can come from. Now, I don't want to be bound in anything in my flesh. No, and no matter, no way. If I got a brother and I got a sister, and, you know, we've got the grace and the openness to go into deliverance, you know, to deal with this thing. Hey, let's enter in. Hey, let's free one another. Let's pray for one another. Let's both walk in liberty together. And it is a good thing to see a brother and a sister, you know, freed from oppression, freed from obsession, freed from anything that's demonic. And when you see the true freedom, when you know they feel they are free, that the tears are running down their eyes, and they're holding their hands up, and they're praising the Most High. Just look at ourselves, what it does to you. And what, you know, edifying that does. Because we got out of ourselves and went and helped. Be helpers one to another. We've really got to perfect this in each and every one of us. The voice said, cry, and he said, cry. What shall I cry? All flesh is grass. See, I'm bringing us to states of humility, too. Or bringing us our minds into reflecting on humility and meekness. The word says, all flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is the flower of the field. That there is there for edification. That is there for building. That's letting me know what profit the flesh has. And in 41st sentence, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth. Why? The grass withereth, the flower fadeth. Why? Because the Spirit of Yahweh bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. In Isaiah 40 verse 8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth. Says, but the word of our Elohim, the word of our Yah shall stand forever. And I'm very thankful for the word of Yah. If I get the, you know, the proclamation as without many times, get the word of Yah in your hearts. As it becomes part of our being, and it meshes with our being, and our being walks in it, and talks in it, and speaks in it, it says, the word stands forever. Forever. And that word is split apart. All things, you know, shall fade away, but the word of Yah shall remain. Hallelujah. Again in Psalm 39 verse 5. Psalm 39, verse 5 says, "Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee." And it says, "Verily every man at his best state is altogether vanity." See that? Again, it's mentioned, what is your life? What is your life? And what do we consider life? Talking about the flesh. Talking about this temporal existence. What is your life? It is even a vapor. These things are sobering, sobering words that appeared for a little time and then vanisheth away. And I read upon this and I read upon this and I say, truly, Most High, truly, Most High. And it brings to pass in me, you know, the word. And it strengthens the word that's within me. That without you, Most High, Yah, I can do nothing. Job 14, verse 1. Says, man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. Says, he cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. That's in Job 14, 1 and 2. Then David cries out in Psalm 39, 4. Says, Master, Yahweh, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days and what it is, that I may know how frail I am. You know, and he's down on his knees. We're down on our knees relying that we are in this state, but we are not bound by this state. Because even in this cry, even in this acknowledging, even in this meekness, even as a humility, we're crying and praising and worshiping the Most High and exalting Him. Letting Him know that He is our all in all. Letting Him know that even in me saying this, even in David saying this, that Most High God, my trust is in you. I know this world is fleeing away. I know my life is as a flower. I know it has a time of raising up. It has a time of flowering. It has a time of being fertilized. It has a time of bearing fruit. And it has a time of withering. And then it has a time of passing away. You know, Most High God has set these boundaries. Set these boundaries. So that we, the people of Yah, will not be bound by them. Because we have the knowledge of Him. We have the knowledge. This old body. Going back to where it come from. It's going back to the dust. But you know, there's a greater thing in me that's propelling me. It's a thing called hope. It's a hope that is helping me to shatter this shell of flesh. I am not going to be encapsulated by it. It's not going to cocoon me. Bitterness shall not have its reign over me. Hatred, variance, emulations, any of these works of the flesh. You know, as in my heart's desire, I will not entertain these. I will do with all my diligence to escape these things. I will cleave to you, Most High God. I will cleave to the shed blood of Jesus Christ. To free me from these shackles. To free me from these bonds. I know that I have an intercessor. I know I have a great place with the Most High out there. When I sin, I have someone there to say, I loved Him. I gave Himself for me, for Him, for us. My blood is sufficient to cover. Love covereth a multitude of sins. He that retains. He that omits. Thus you start seeing the binding and the loosing Lord, Yeshua, Yahweh, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. Then behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth. And we look at our hand. Look at, you know, the size of our hand and the breadth of it. And we're going, man, that ain't much. That's short there. And I can just look at this temporal body here. And the Most High God is causing me to learn things just by looking at my temporal flesh. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and my age is nothing before thee. Yea, verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Psalm 39:5. Job again in chapter 7. Job 7:6 says, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and are spent without hope. Job 7:7, oh, remember that my life is wind. Mine eyes shall see no more good. That's when Job was in his captivity. That's when Job, all of a sudden, the Most High Yah, brung to his forefront of his face, forefront of his conscience, his fear. Job, you are in this prison. I love you, Job. I love you enough to see the reason why the Hasatan attacked you the way you did. You had fear. Most High, I was telling Job, I have not given you the spirit. I've given you the spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. And we see Job, you know, just breathing out his boundaries for so many chapters. All of a sudden, the Most High I had to bring him to point, had to shatter his temporal, had to bring him down to the very thing that he was, to show that he himself was just dust. Job, you're dust. Your days are short. Job had to put his hand over his mouth and become meek and become humble. Because, you know, for many chapters, there's many things being showed Job, but Job trying to justify his fear. Till he said, I shut my mouth. I'm void. I'm vain. I'm undone. And then upon that realization, you know, the end of him was greater than his actual beginning. That's a beautiful thing when we look, you know, spiritually look at the life of Job. That, you know, we see that he begins. We see a pattern of life that was open, that was free. He was loving the Most High God, praying to the Most High God. Where we see the Most High God brought to his face, brought to the forefront of Job's life that you had fear in you. And the Most High God was showing you through all your groanings and travailings, through your scraping of your sores, throwing dust on your head, your wife sitting there, why don't you just curse God and die? Most, you know, Job held his integrity. But when Job got out of that captivity of fear, when he was released, loosed from that fear, his substance was greater than the former. And just think, you know, saints of the Most High God, how our substance increases. We're in the way of Yah when we perform his vows, when we perform his statutes and his laws. And, you know, and a lot of people might have doctrines and everything, you know, that weigh the people down from keeping the law of Yah, the precepts of law, Yah. We, the people of Yah, know these things are setting our feet in open places. That these help us walk in love. That these actually let us exist in life. That, you know, that this life that we now live in the flesh, We don't live unto ourselves. We live after the faith of the Son of Yah, who died and gave himself. Well, we know that for a fact. That is our energy. That is our propelling factor. That is the thing that shatter the boundaries of our death. As we were many years, some of us, under the shackles of death until Yeshua come and expressed himself to us. And then we cleaved unto him. And we received of his offering. And we accepted his offering. And we still got to continually accept the offering daily. And then when they accepted an offering, in like manner we offer up ourselves. Then we see the great reward. We get the little taste of things that is to come. We got to transcend these boundaries. We got to break out of these captivities. We got to help our brothers and sisters out of these captivities of strifes and angers and doctrines and errors and whatsoever may can go on and on and on and on. These ball and chains and jails and fetters and whatever may, strains and cords. Praise Yah. He is worthy to be praised. Of course we can see each other's faults. We can see each other's shortcomings. But are we going to use this as a way to imprison our brother and sister? To put our heel on their neck. And I've seen a lot try to do that. They try to dig up dirt. This should not be in the body of Christ. Steal, kill, and destroy is this Hasatan. He wants to be like the Most High Yah. If we just get an understanding of this devil wanting to be like the Most High Yah, just we meditate on that and get a good understanding of that, it will break a lot of boundaries and a lot of captivities in ourselves. We've got to really start putting our mind on the things of Yah. When we're feeling things in our body, like our foot's aching. I mean, I'm going to use an example. Use an example, things that, you know, get past us on a day-by-day basis. Or our hands hurting. Or our knees hurting. You know, how many of us at any time, you know, when we got backache, got neckache, elbow ache, knee ache, ankle ache, or whatever, well, we'll say, oh, my foot is killing me. Now listen to that statement. Listen to that statement. And then we might find us in passing, you know, with idle words. Oh, I'm tired of them doing this. And I'm tired of that. And I'm tired of this. And I'm tired of that. And then later on in the day, we ask ourselves, I wonder why I'm so tired. Just look, you know, at our words. How they bind us, how they bring us, as shackle us, they captivate us and bring us into captivity of the very things we say within ourselves. We got to watch our words. We really got to sharpen. I know I got to sharpen my words daily. I got to watch what comes out of his mouth. As we are so geared to speak temporally. To speak on the now. Speak on the present. We've got to, you know, surpass that. Because we know we have a Savior who was and is to come. You think time has our Savior in shackles, in chains, in boundaries, in captivity? When we read at the revelation, we read at the revealing of Jesus Christ, he is the one that is, that was, and is to come. First Chronicles 29:15 says, for we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as well as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow. There is none abiding. Thanks the Most High. I'm going to take a little quick station break here. We'll be back in a little. All right, what a time tonight. Let me turn off these speakers. I was using them as a monitor. Let me know when the radio ministry break was over with. It shows it's playing in the studio, but I don't hear no sound. Oh, man, what a time tonight. But we press forward. We ain't bound by these glitches of Blog Talk Radio. We will not be bound by them. Hallelujah. Am I still coming in strong? I know I went to the Skype chat. All right. Okay. Somehow, some way, it's playing now? Huh. All right. Oh, praise y'all. Well, what a time tonight trying to get this Blog Talk Radio pushing through. Whoo! Wow. Yeah, Brother Junior was having a time trying to get on. Oh, wow. Yes, he could not listen in on the call-in number. Wow. All right. Praise y'all. I was going to get a drink of water. Don't know what to do now. I guess we'll press on. So, temporal body wants a drink of water. It's thirsty. But old spirit man, he's drinking from the water of the word here, so he's not thirsty. Oh, praise Yah. Let's go to Psalm 102:11. I'm talking about, you know, our temporal state. You know, these are things that we think on that help us, you know, to put our mind in perspective. That we are spiritual people, we are spiritual beings, and we are, continually strive to look on things spiritually. Says Psalm 102:11, my days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like grass. So Job 8:9, for we are but of yesterday and know nothing, because our days upon earth are a shadow. And then going into the renewed covenant. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. How do we purify our souls, our mind, our will, and our emotions? Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through, how do we obey the truth? Through. Notice the mechanism going on here. Notice the operation going on here. Purifying of souls. You know, Peter is having that hope here. He's speaking in hope. He's speaking of the finished man. He's speaking to the spiritual man. Seeing you have purified your souls. Speaking to, you know, a part of our being, our mind and our will and our emotions. That place it's in the middle between the flesh and the spirit. It's amazing. This if this Hasatan can affect any part of our soul, he can get that gain entrance into our spirit. He's an external fighter. He'll cause things, you know, to be expressed in the flesh, in the temporal. If we think on these things, if we act on these things that he's speaking, that he's inflicting or other, then he's able to gain entrance into the soul. And if we get our minds and wills and emotions affected by the things that he does, by his methodology, by his wiles, if he's gained entrance that far, then he has a way into the spirit. You know, this Hasatan, he knows the order of the priesthood. You know, he was a covering cherub. He was upon the holy mountain of Yah. He was one of the anointed cherubs that cover it. And if he knows the order and the pattern of Yah, he knows how to get in the spirit of things. He knows the order how to get in the spirit of things. Just as, you know, we have the worldly sanctuary set before us, you know, where the priest would start out in the outer court, where the brass laver and the brazen altar and everything was. And he would do the sacrifice out there. Then he would move into the sanctuary and start performing the services. And then once them services were performed in that part of the temple tabernacle, he would move into the holiest of all to sprinkle the blood. Just so you know that you're going to look at the same thing within us. We've been the temple of Yah. We have an outer court, flesh. Then we can move into the sanctuary, which is our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. And then we move into the holiest of all. We move into the spirit of things. So that's, you know, that's a little facet that the Most High Eye is trying to teach us, even, you know, with the worldly sanctuary versus a greater and more perfect and true tabernacle that Yeshua now ministers in. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, and how is all of this, you know, propelled, fueled unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart. And I even see, even now to this day, that, you know, the people of Yah are still, some manner, some way, suspicious of one another. And I, you know, and I believe a lot of this is still brought on among those vagabond people that have come in and tried to disrupt, tried to take away disciples of their own selves. You know, it's kind of like, you know, an external response, an external guard up. The people are watching themselves, that they don't be carried away like others were carried away. But yeah, I don't think this is the right mechanism, the right methodology that the people of Yah need to be acting in. You know, I don't know, we got to guard our hearts. But, you know, with us discerning the Savior's body, Messiah's body, we should, this suspicion, this crazy suspicion that we have with one another, I mean, it is binding us. It is, it got us into captivity to where, you know, a lot of fellowship and a lot of love is not exchanged in this. Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart. Sometimes. No, it says fervently. How? How do we do this? It's a semicolon. I mean, this thing breaks itself down if we just take the time to read it. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. And what is that incorruptible seed? By the word of Yah. That's the incorruptible seed, which liveth and abideth forever. There we got another witness. And again, Peter goes on, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. And I see, you know, this glory of man. This thing tries to insert itself. This prideful spirit, I see it try to raise its head up in the assembly so much. Like Pastor was saying today, you know, you read one scripture, you read one chapter in a book, you watch one YouTube video, and now you're an evangelist, a prophet, a pastor, apostle, a teacher, because all of a sudden you deemed yourself. You appointed yourself. You've all of a sudden you're seeking your own glory. You know, you're on your way to being like the Hasatan when you're in that manner. You forgot to seek ye first the kingdom of Yah. But you sought yourself first. Sought yourself first. That you might put yourself in the body. Oh, I'm going to be the hand. No, I'm going to be that. No, I'll be the foot. And the Most High has even shown us that quite a bit in the past few months as some thinking themselves to be something. We see Korah, like Pastor brought in, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram thinking themselves to be something. And he called names. How these spirits had to inhabit a body, and these bodies got names, they're identified by something. And we know Korah, Dathan, and Abiram by their spirit, we see what their deeds got them. They got carried away. They went in down into the pit alive by their own works, by their own doings. Glory of man as the flower of grass. You know, we can look out. You know, we see the seasons. The saints, we see seasons. We see the time when spring comes and everything starts sprouting. It brings forth leaves, and then once the leaves have matured and all of a sudden it pops out flowers. Then once the flowers are pollinated, the flowers you see, once you know that work is done, then they fall off. And then when they fall off, we see something left behind. We see a fruit there that is in an infant state. But if it remains, it matures. And then it comes a time at its maturity, it's got to be harvested. It's got to be gathered. Then once that sir is gathered, you see the time of winter and everything turns dead. And then the cycle, the circle is in motion again. You know, and we need to look at these things. The invisible things of Yah are clearly understood by the things that are seen. He shows us great, mighty things by the things we see. I mean, there's a lot of agricultural terms, agricultural, inferences in the Word trying to teach us of the eternal things. We just got to take the time. We don't need to be bound by these other doctrines that will keep us away from understanding these things. Lunar moons, this and that and this. Have you sought first the kingdom of God? And then after you sought first the kingdom of God, didn't you let other things be added unto you? And we got to be careful once the foundation is laid, how we build there. And there is a warning there how we got to build their own saints. And in 1 Peter 1:25, but the word of Yah endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Jeremiah 5:22. Fear ye not me, saith Yahweh? Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? What am I saying, saints? I'm talking about, again, captivity and boundaries. Most High has loved us enough to give us precepts, laws, and statutes that shows us boundaries. You know, he framed the worlds by his word. You know, before all this began, everything was in place. Everything was framed. And all he tells us, you know, for everything to consist, everything to abide in his joy, for everything to abide in his acceptance, we got to stay within that frame. We got to stay within that boundary. We got to stay within the perpetual decree. He gave us his word. His word there is framed. And, you know, and to stay in his kingdom and be protected by a king, we got to remain within that kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of Yah. We forget these laws, precepts, and statutes when we walk in the word of Yah. It is our defense. It is our shield. It is our buckler. We stay within the kingdom of Yah. Within the kingdom, there is a king's dominion. And a true king, when he sees, you know, the city under siege, he will go fight. He will go fight for the people that he loves. Look at Yeshua. Look at Yeshua. The great fight. The great affliction that he endured, yet without sin. Even though he was bound by flesh, he didn't let the boundaries of flesh captivate him or keep him in captivity. So we, the saints of the Most High, looking upon this example, should we be bound? Should we be in captivity? No, I think the Most High is drawing us out of captivity. I hear a voice saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not a partaker of her sins, that you don't be part of her judgment. Don't be in her. Separate yourself from her. Come with me for a little while. Come to the pavilion. I will protect you. When my wrath comes, you shall be protected. I've not appointed you unto wrath. I've appointed you to salvation. But unto her, I'm appointed unto rest. So come out of her, my people. There's words. In the word says, sometimes we read the word and we don't see the profoundness of certain phrases. There's one phrase that I really love in the scriptures. You know, it's almost boundless. It really don't have no captivity of its own. But it had a purpose. It's done its work and it moved on. And you see this word in the scriptures a lot of times. It's a phrase. And it came to pass. You ever stop and take a look at that phrase? It says, and it came, what did it come for? To pass. It had a reason to come. A lot of things come in our lives, a lot of things we are immersed in, a lot of things we experience, it comes, but why does it come? To pass. And we got to think on when the visitation comes, when it comes, what is it showing us? What is it teaching us? Where is it guiding us? And then once it's done its work and we realize why it came, then it passes. We're going to end with Romans. Let me see how much time we got left. 6 minutes. Good timing. Leave you all with this, my brothers and my sisters, my family. Been good here tonight, supping with you all, fellowshipping with you all. The word's been good. All Shabbat. Romans 8, starting at verse 18. Says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of Yah. Says, for the creature was made subject to vanity. It came to pass. Not willingly, you know, the creature and say, okay, bring it on. You know, I want this to happen. No. It was subject to Most High Yah, brought this about for a purpose. For the creature was made subject to vanity. Not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. even though he subjected the creature to vanity, that vanity was there to make the hope more magnified, more amplified, more present. As any time, you know, when we are find ourselves in subjugations to vanity, we find our realms of vanity upon us. When we find ourselves released from that vanity, we see hope. We see hope at a greater, more perfect manifestation. And we know that the Most High Yah has subjected us in hope. Even though we're put in this strait, even though we're in this flesh, we are subject the same, that we've been put into hope. Because the creature itself, Romans 8, 21, also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty. Who's got this glorious liberty? Who has this openness? Who has this freedom? Of the children of Yah. And then in Romans 8, 22, putting this all together, line upon line, precept upon precept. Well, we know upon this we read, upon seeing, upon experiencing it in this life, in this temporal realm, for we know that the whole creation, we can see the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And so knowing that this whole creation is groaning and travailing because of the bondages of sin, this bondage of vanity, this captivity of corruption, says not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits. We've been given the first fruits of the Spirit, Yeshua, on the inside. Even we ourselves groan. We've got to groan. We've got to really get down for the Most High Yah. And empty ourselves before Him, knowing that what He has showed us, the love He has showed us, knowing that, you know, this whole corruption, this whole thing, that this whole Hasatan and His all dealings, we groan within ourselves. We wait. We're waiting. We're wanting our Savior to appear. Waiting for the adoption to wit, the redemption of our body. So even on this, we add to our hope, saints. We add. We add. We gain. We win. That is when the scroll is rolled up and everything passes away. We have won. Let us get into that mentality. We win. And we're strangers and pilgrims, sojourners in a strange land. We can see each and every day how much stranger it gets. Oh, praise the Most High Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. I thank you, bless you, and love you. Thank you for supporting one another. Let us support one another. That's offering, that's giving to the ministry. And I thank you for your support for the ministry. For, you know, without Him, we can do nothing. For, you know, we can't give unless we have been given. And we give because we've been given. We give freely. It is a free will offering. And we cannot outgive the Most High. There's no boundary in Yah's giving. So let us not be bound in giving of ourselves one to another and giving of our substance. Oh, bless the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. 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 I pray this was edifying. I pray this was helpful. I pray somehow, some way, something was given, exchanged, strengthened. It's my hope. We need one another. There's few of us. There's very few of us. And the few, though there are a few of us, we are the majority. We got to thank Yah. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. Oh, shalom, saints. Praise the Most High Yah. The King is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.